Happy holidays, everybody. 1975. The big presents we got in 1975 were not iPads or Xboxes. The two big presents you could get were a bike or a pet. And this year, my sister really wanted one of the trinity of what we called exotic pets at the time. They're not exotic anymore. There was the guinea pig, there was the hamster, and there was the kangaroo rat, which for some reason that name didn't go over well with suburban moms for some reason. So they renamed it the gerbil. So it's true. Look it up. You're on your phone. So my sister really wanted a gerbil for Christmas, right? So it's Christmas morning, and we come down, and lightly wrapped in a habit trail. Do you guys remember habit trails? It was kind of a candy-colored tubes, and it was like a water park for rodents kind of thing. And so she comes downstairs, and she lifts up the package, and he's just the most adorable little gerbil, and she names him Kris Kringle because it's Christmas. And Kris is amazing. I mean, you put him in your pocket and you give him sunflower seeds and he sits there and eats them and he crawls up your sleeve of your bathrobe and he comes out your armpit and it was great. He was just so sweet and adorable and we told the dog, no, 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 no. And we put Kris back in the habit trail, and we locked it up, and we had breakfast, and then we went to Christmas Mass, and then we got home, and Kris was gone. The door was ajar. We hadn't mastered the locking mechanism on the habit trail, we believe, and the entire family went DEFCON 5. We went crazy. We checked in the tree because we weren't sure if they could climb up the tree. We checked inside the furniture and in the cushions of the furniture. We checked in all the cabinetry. We checked in the dog. We checked everywhere. And Kris was nowhere to be found. And my sister was heartbroken. And a day passes. And then the second day passes. And this is now stopping being a recovery plan. It's starting to becoming, you know, kind of rescue recovery, right? So we're kind of sniffing the air for the smell of dead rodents in the house. And then my mom is at the sink in the kitchen, and she hears a noise underneath the sink, and she opens it up, and there's Kris. And we had checked there before. We don't know where he was, but he did not look right at all. He was sweaty and oily. And he was skinny. I don't know how quickly they need to eat, but I don't know if they're like hummingbirds. They have to eat their body weight, but I don't know. But he was skinny, and he looked like Martin Sheen at the end of Apocalypse Now kind of thing. Like he had like a little bandana or something. It was not good. And something else had happened to Kris, too. He was not the same gerbil. I mean, he looked like a kangaroo rat is what he looked like at that time. But then he suddenly, from this sweet animal, he became a biter. Like he would attack your hand, and we put him in the cage. And if you tapped on the plastic, he would rush the plastic and give himself a little concussion, and then he would go back and like run, come at you again. And we were terrified of him. We would pour water through the screen at the top because we wouldn't go in, and he would chase your fingers, so we would put our fingers at the top of the habit trail, and he would go up to there, and we put a piece of cardboard to block him in there, and we cleaned the cage, and then we let him go, and he was pissed, and he would come in, and he would trash it like a rock star. He'd just like, oh, everything going everywhere. So at this time now, this same Christmas, if you kind of zoom out and then zoom down to south of Atlanta, my two cousins are also getting gerbils for Christmas this year as well, 1975. But my uncle, kind of a get-rich-quick kind of guy, so he didn't get him one gerbil. He got him two gerbils, and they did what gerbils do, and they started making little gerbils, and this gave my uncle the idea to start raising gerbils in his house. And he had bunches of aquariums, and he would just start to raise the gerbils. And I think he pictured himself being kind of like the gerbil magnet for the southeastern region or something. So that's happening at the same time, right? So then it's the next Christmas, 1976, December 1976, and my uncle, who is now pictures himself as the gerbil whisperer in so many ways, he decides that he's going to come up, because my grandparents live near us, he's going to come up for Christmas, and it sounds very Christmas vacation, but he drove up in a camper, and but he still slept at my grandmother's. I don't get it. So the cousins and the aunt, they all come up, and they come to our house for Christmas dinner. And my uncle's, you ever have the relative who after a few beers decides to check out every corner of your house in some way? So he's kind of doing this wander around the house thing. My uncle is wearing his classic blue jeans and white t-shirt. And my sister and I are kind of hiding out in her room because we didn't like to talk to Uncle Frank because he'd had a few Schaefer's into him. And we're like, okay, we're gonna stay away. But he finds us. And he kind of leans on the door, and he looks in, and he sees Chris in the cage, and he goes, oh, you got a kangaroo rat, huh? Or as you would call it, gerbil. And we're like, yeah. And he walks in, hey, little buddy, what you doing? He's tapping the glass, and Chris is just sitting there like he's, I don't know, like he's eating too much or something. Chris is not doing the Kris Kringle attack. He's not doing anything at all. And he goes, well, let me open up the cage and say hello to little. And my sister's like, Uncle Frank. And I'm like, no, let's see what happens. Let's see where this goes. And he notices my sister's hesitancy, and he looks at her. Oh, you gotta know how to handle them. You know, I raised gerbils. Yeah, we know you raised gerbils. Yeah, I raised gerbils. So he reaches in, his hand goes in, and Chris just kind of freezes, like he thinks it's a gag or a joke or something, like some kind of offering to the gerbil god. And he just reaches in, and this is where it goes kind of slow motion in my memory in a lot of ways, because Chris launches himself like a great white after a seal, and he goes tooth deep into my uncle's thumb. And my uncle, this is my uncle at the moment, he's like, you just got to know, son of a, and he's holding up, and Chris is latched on to his finger, and he's in midair, and my uncle's like shaking it, and we're like, we're just watching the show, we're like, what's going on? And he's, get it off, and then he makes this mighty swing, and Chris comes flying off into the cage. He lands in the cage, and my sister and I are like, we gotta cover the cage because he's gonna come after us next, right? So we close the cage, and my uncle's like, what the hell? And there's blood going down his arm, and there's blood on his shirt, and my mom had to take him to Montgomery General, and he had to get 4 stitches, and my mom saved the paperwork, which said gerbil attack on the paperwork. She's still, that's in the will, I'm sure. You know, hey, this is for you. So it's now, the night's over, and I go in to check on Chris because I want to make sure he's okay. And I walk in, and I check on him, and I look closely, and he's got this kind of goatee of blood around his mouth. And gerbils are normally pretty fastidious, right? So they clean that stuff up. No, he let that linger until way past New Year's. And I picture that occasionally, you know, on those cold winter nights, he would take a little furtive lick and, oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Merry Christmas, everybody.